Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. You can listen back to or download a podcast of the programme at rte.ie/newsat1. That's all one word, News at One, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Royal National Lifeboat Institution and the Irish Coast Guard have recorded a notable increase in the number of call-outs on the open sea in recent months. Sea swimming has become a popular hobby for people during COVID-19, but the increased numbers of those on the open waters has also increased the pressure on services. Volunteers are appealing to swimmers to be extra mindful of the conditions around them on these dark, cold evenings. In 2008, Frank Crowe set out on a sea swim from Sandy Cove in County Dublin when he got into difficulty and was rescued by the RNLI. He spoke to our reporter, Amy Nereida.
It was a beautiful October day, actually, on a Sunday, and I decided I'd go out and I'd do a 40-minute swim. I thought the water was a little choppy, actually, when I was going further towards the 40-foot, and I didn't realise how choppy it was until about 20 minutes into my swim. It was actually a gale force that was actually blowing over in the 40-foot. I decided I'd try and swim with the waves and make my way towards the shore. And every time I tried, the waves, which were about probably 10, 15 foot high, would pull me back. But there was somebody on shore and he was watching me. And I said to him, shouted at him that I was trying to make the shore. So I decided to go out with the waves rather than swim with the waves towards shore. And I got out to a space where I could float for about 20 minutes, half an hour. I got an initial fright, and for about a second or two, I kind of, wow, this is serious, you know? So I'd go for a cup of coffee after my swim, sit down, kind of maybe read the paper and that. So I said, this might be my last time, and I won't be having a cup of coffee at 4 p.m. that day. And then after that, I was able to calm myself down, and I said, I have a swimsuit on, I'm actually not cold, and that I am not being bashed against the rocks as such, and giving the hand signals to the chap who was in contact with the RNLI. So therefore, all I knew in a way was that I had to kind of just hold my counsel for the period and just be calm. That chap, I never met him again, or I don't know who he was or whatever, but he was that little beacon of kind of light that was there at the particular time.
Tell me about the moment that the RNLI boat did pull up.
They pulled up alongside me, and I said to them and informed them that I was actually, I'm okay, and that I'm delighted to see you, and it's fantastic that you've come out, because I don't think I would have made my way back to shore safely. Since then, I've always checked my departure part and my place of entry then, as to how, is it safe to get in. That was the one time I didn't do that. So it was just one error of judgment in my behalf, but it only takes one time for it to happen.
Frank Crowe speaking there to Amy Nereida. We can talk now to Kevin Rahal, who's the RNLI's water safety lead. Kevin, thanks for talking to us this afternoon. Quite a few incidents recently, you say. So you really need to get the message out about safety for people who are swimming, particularly during these winter months.
Yes, good afternoon, Brian, and thanks for having us. Yes, indeed, I think there's a lot more people, I suppose, taking part in a lot of water-based activities, including swimming, which is great to see, and it's a lovely way of spending time and enjoying the water. But we are getting a cold period of time this year, and weather can deteriorate, also gets darker earlier. So there's a couple of things, you know, in terms of checking weather and tides, checking the forecast, understanding what the tide and winds and waves and so are doing locally. Mm. We'd also advise people never swim alone, and preferably have somebody ashore who's watching them as well. Good idea to swim in maybe sheltered areas, places you're familiar with, and swimming parallel to the shore rather than swimming out unless you've got other people with you and experience and doing that type of thing regularly.
Yeah, never swim alone, because I mean, quite a lot of people do. It can be difficult to find somebody who wants to go with you when you happen to be available to go for the swim. But you're saying never go on your own.
Ideally, never go on your own. You know, if there's somebody else with you, then at least if you get into difficulty, there's somebody else there to help. If you are actually in the water on your own, maybe have somebody with you who's ashore, who's keeping an eye on you, can observe you, and you know, can basically monitor and make sure you're okay. And if anything goes wrong, then they could be the person that calls for help.
A lot more people, you say, involved in swimming now because of COVID, and I suppose you know, the options for things to do are pretty limited. 8 rescues in the Dublin Wicklow area, is that right, in the last week?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, the Coast Guard responded to 8 incidents, of which we were involved in quite a few as well. Yes, it's there, and I suppose it's potentially due to more people getting involved, which is absolutely great to see. But you know, we'd like to see people taking some of the some basic safety measures before they go in the water. And one of those would be maybe to ask, if they're new to this sort of swimming, talk to people who are familiar with it, talk to people who are experienced. There's lots of experienced people out there as well who'd be more than happy to share information in terms of how to be seen, how to acclimatise to the water and so on.
All right, some timely advice from Kevin Rahal from the RNLI. Thank you for that, Kevin.